glad to have you. I want to talk about a boy with a mean heart and a boy with a kind heart. There was one little boy that his daddy had recently died. So his mommy was having a hard time making ends meet. And so every time he came to school, he had a big lunch pail, but there wasn't much in it. And there was a boy that was kind of mean, and he said, "I think we ought to look in his pail and see what he's bringing, because he doesn't eat with the rest of us." And the other fellas with him said, "Oh, sure, that'd be fun. Let's take a peek and see what he has." So they found a time without the boy knowing, and they opened the pail, and there was a newspaper. And beneath the newspaper was a cold but well-cooked potato. And that's all he had for lunch, was the newspaper to read and this cold potato. So that's why he stayed in the classroom, so that he wouldn't have to be eating so little in front of others. So the mean boy took everything out of the bucket, took out the newspaper, took out the cold cooked potato, and put in rocks. And then he closed the bucket up, put the newspaper back on, and put it back in its place. And there was one fella in the group, and he saw that. And all morning, in his heart, he thought, "This is not right. This is bad." He found a time to go and get that bucket, and he took out the newspaper, and he took out all the rocks, and he put in the lunch that his Aunt Alice had made for him. 2 large sandwiches, a piece of fruit, and a cookie or two, and he put it in. And he put the newspaper back over it. And then he took that bucket and he put it back in the exact place that his friend had put that bucket. What do you think happened at lunchtime? Do you think that he went to his bucket to get his lunch, the boy who owned the bucket? He did. And who do you think was in the hallway watching? The mean boys, and the others who thought that was kind of fun to put all the rocks in that bucket. So they watched, and they said, "Boy, how was he able to get that bucket off that top shelf? We had it full of so many rocks, we had a hard time putting it up there, but he got it down." And he took out the newspaper, and there was the sandwiches and all that I mentioned. And the other boys were just absolutely dumbfounded. They couldn't believe, where did this come from? But one of their group had gone home to his Aunt Alice, who was making him a sandwich for lunch. And that little boy who had gotten this food in his bucket, did he eat the food? No, you're right, he didn't. He put it back in the bucket with the newspaper on the top, and after school he brought it home to his mother and the younger children, because all they had was potatoes that the mama cooked. Now that's a story that's a long, long time ago, but does something like that happen today? There was a girl that went to school every day, to a church school, and her parents were having a hard time making ends meet, and there were 4 other sisters. And when she brought her lunch to school, there was one boy who looked at what she had in her lunch, and it was really amazing. It was so little that the boy that was watching always seemed to have an extra apple and an extra bit of popcorn or a half a sandwich or something like that. And you know, that little girl was me receiving that extra food. And I never forgot that little boy. He grew up and married, and he was in charge of a magazine and still is all of his life, a Christian magazine talking about Jesus. Do you think he knew about Jesus when he was a younger boy? He did. And he was living out that example. I never forgot it because things were pretty tight at our house at that time. And that little boy bringing his lunch over to his mom and siblings, it was a great gift that his other friend gave to him. So when you're tempted or you see people doing mean things, if you can be helpful to the person that is receiving the mean trick, do so, like that good little boy, because who was in his heart? Jesus was in his heart. Thank you for being so quiet. You can go back to your seats now.